Well, there's a black smoke arising. I smell something.
Galax is known for its Mountain Music Festival, but this promotional video aims to entice visitors with another specialty, barbecue. This weekend, as many as 20 semi-trucks will arrive with grills, ingredients, and everything a team might need to serve up winning entries.
They have picket fences, tables and chairs, fine china, glassware, stainless steel cutlery, real napkins. I mean, they are serious.
That's Carlene Poole, hospitality coordinator for Smoke on the Mountain, the state barbecue championship that will bring thousands of people to town.
We have people coming in from at least 11 states into our little small town of 6,800, and we block off downtown, and we have these big rigs rolling in from as far away as Mississippi, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, of course.
And this year, some new judges may emerge as Galax offers its first training program for guys like Brian Funk.
I know what I like. What I want to learn is what I'm supposed to look for in a competition-quality barbecue.
The class may also help competitors who must make a 15-minute presentation to the judges. Volunteer Pam Russell says it's not easy for people who are passionate about smokers and wood, rubs, marinades, and injections.
They want you to know everything that they've done, every little thing they've done, and that's why they're get so like I am right now. They don't know what to say.
While pork is the main meat for Southern barbecue, the contest gives a nod to other options with a category called Anything But. Chicken, shrimp, and beef get their chance, and Poole is still shaking her head over a winning pie.
Who would have thought a pizza on the barbecue?
Teams can also enter their favorite sauce. Most of the competitors are pros, but amateurs appear for the patio porkers contest.
A couple of guys that drove down from Massachusetts stopped at Home Depot, got a little barbecue grill, and grilled ribs and won.
Mark Davis took top honors in 2006 after covering the event for a local newspaper.
I just fell in love with it. I mean, I fell in love with the whole barbecue scene, all the guys that I met. After that, I wanted to become a part of what they were doing and bought my first little smoker, and from there it just grew.
Two pieces, Ruth?
Today, he's got his own restaurant in Galax, Squealer's Cafe. He's glad to know local judges will be trained because at this level of competition, he says, it takes an educated palate to make the right call.
It's all good, but I mean, you know, you can lose by a tenth of a point. You can finish 9.6 in all categories and still be way down in the rankings.
Entries will be judged for taste, texture, tenderness, and presentation. And when it's all over, members of the public can sample the best of the barbecues. The judges will also get their fill on and off the job.
We feed them on Friday night. We give them a goodie bag. We always do a theme. This year it's a takeoff on Virginia Tech, and we're calling it kind of Piggy Tech.
Admission to the event in downtown Galax is $15. That pays for plenty of live music and lots of delicious smells. Winners get mountain instruments like banjos and fiddles, and the chance to compete at an even bigger barbecue competition, Memphis, in May. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.